Welcome. Pull up a chair and join us for an hour of music recorded on our front porch. Here's your host, John Scheffler.
Hello, welcome to Our Front Porch. I'm John Scheffler. David Bromberg will be joining us on Our Front Porch today. A recording which was made at the Ark in Ann Arbor. And once again, we'd like to extend our thanks to the crew at the Ark for their hospitality. David Bromberg, as you may know, is an eclectic performer. He has worked in many different styles of music, including rock and rhythm and blues early in his career. This program, however, will be featuring David in a solo setting, performing primarily blues. Now, some of David's expertise and knowledge of the blues comes as a result of the apprenticeship that he spent with the Reverend Gary Davis. And later in the program, there's a great segment that we've included, which will be featuring David performing some of Reverend Gary Davis's material. David established quite a reputation for himself in the 1960s as a session player. He has backed up the likes of Jerry Jeff Walker, Bob Dylan, Tom Paxton, and Patrick Skye. Since 1970, David's been concentrating on a very successful solo career. And as the program here on Our Front Porch progresses, you'll note that he enjoys tremendous popularity in Ann Arbor. Joining David on Our Front Porch today in cameo appearances are two very good friends of his and great musicians, couple of people that have appeared on Our Front Porch earlier this season. I'm referring to Rory Block, who will be playing some guitar and doing some vocal work, and a harmonica player out of the Ann Arbor area, Peter Madcat Ruth. It's a pleasure for me to introduce you to David Bromberg on Our Front Porch.
Again, right where I know I shouldn't be. I've been caught inside this trap too many times. I must have said these words and walked these steps about a million times before. And I feel like I know everybody's lines. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? Ah, you knew right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And anytime you want to leave, get up and go. Trouble just when I'm trying to be so good. By now I really should know right and wrong. It's just always seem to find myself around this neighborhood, and I always seem to stay here all night long. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? Are you right where you were going when you walked up to the door? And anytime you want to leave, get up and go. Stuff on out there with me, and this time I won't be back again, because it's coming here that has brought me all of my sorrow. I'm going out to fill the hole that you have dug inside my soul, and you'll never see my face again till tomorrow. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? You knew right where you were going when you walked up to the door, and anytime you want to leave, get up and go. Yes, if you don't like it here, you can go. I don't even want to see you hanging around. Why don't you go? Go on, child. Thank you. was early this morning, people. My baby made me sore. Early this morning, my baby made me sore. She said, I'm leaving you, daddy. Yeah, I don't need you anymore. I said, tell me, pretty mama, where did you sleep last night? Oh, tell me, pretty mama, where did you sleep last night? She said, that ain't none of your business, daddy, if I do you right. I ain't gonna take that. I said, I love you, pretty mama. Girl, that ain't no lie. I love you, pretty mama. Whoa, that ain't no lie. Yeah, the day that you quit me, mama, be the day you die. Just because you see me sleeping, girl, don't you think I'm drunk? Just because you see me sleeping, boy, don't you think I'm drunk? Well, I got one eye on my pistol, the other on your trunk. I was talking to a guy in a barber shop. There's a barber shop downtown. The guy down there, I saw him reading a book on the blues, man. So I started talking to him. He's really into Jelly Roll Morton, I think it was, he said. Or maybe that was Mark here at the club. I don't know. It's an old Jelly Roll Morton tune. With many filthy verses to it. Jelly Roll Morton was an interesting character. He played in whorehouses all over New Orleans and claims to have invented jazz. And he might have, you know. People started to check him out. After years, they always laughed at him, but he might have. Great piano player, isn't he? He said, I'm your winding boy, don't deny my name. Child, I'm your winding boy, don't deny my name. Whoa, I'm your winding boy, you can't deny my name. I can pick it up and shake it like a sweet staving chain. I'm your whining boy, don't deny my name. Oh, sister, sister, what's the matter now? Sister, sister, what's the matter now? Sister, sister, what's the matter now? I was you trying to be a bad girl, and you just don't know how. I'm your whining boy, don't deny my name. can't you see the spider climbing on the wall? Can't you see that spider climbing up that wall? Oh, look at that spider on the wall. I think he's going to Ypsilanti and get his air shoes on. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. I'm your whining boy. Hey, I'm your whining boy. You can't deny my name. I can pick it up and shake it like sweet staving chain. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. I like that stuff that sounds like a piano on the guitar. I learned a lot of playing guitar from records, and I learned a lot of it from a blind preacher named Reverend Gary Davis, who was one of the greatest guitar players that ever lived, and he patterned his guitar playing after ragtime pianists. And God, he did, he used to play the Maple Leaf Rag. He'd do it like this. One he used to play. You don't hear anymore. You used to hear it a lot. It's too bad you don't hear it anymore. You didn't used to hear it the way he did it, but any way you do it, it's all right. You know, he used to play. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'll be all right someday. But deep in my heart, I do believe I'll be all right someday. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe.
First tune I ever learned from was Great Songs. I've been wading through deep waters, trying to get home, trying to get home. I've been a through deep waters, I've been a wading, I've been a deep waters, trying to get home. Oh, I've sure had a mighty lot of trouble trying to get home, home. And I sure had a mighty lot of home, I'm trying to get home. Yeah, I've sure had a whole lot of and I sure had a whole trouble. Talk to me. And I've been climbing big high, trying to get home. I've been climbing big high, home, trying to get home. I've been climbing big high mountains. I've been a big. He wrote most of his tunes, man. Could sing to it. He used to sing on the streets of Harlem.
people steal his guitar from him. But he sang at churches, and I used to lead him around in exchange for lessons. It's great. The lessons would last all day. And I remember when he showed me that, I mean, he was a strange guy. He always had a pistol, and if you'd catch him asleep, he'd draw it on you, but he'd never admit that he was sleeping or anything. I remember one time when he showed me that tune I did before, I'll Be All Right. When, first time he showed it to me, he went through it, and then he showed me. I said, oh, he went. I said, what's that chord? And he said, an E9. I said, what's an E9? He said, this, you know. So I learned it, and I practiced it, and I came back the next week, and I played it for him. He said, what's that chord? I said, it's an E9. He said, what's an E9? I said, this. He said, no, that's the wrong chord. It's a B minor. And that's, ever after, it was a B minor. So. I mean, he was something else. Every now and then he'd sing a song, and then you'd never hear it again. You know, it was just show you a little of the repertoire. He didn't want everything he knew, because he was one of the greatest guitar players ever lived, and he didn't want everything he knew to die with him. On the other hand, he didn't want all these young jerks stealing everything he knew, you know, so he'd go back and forth between them. But I remember one night he came down to the village to hear two of his students play. Stefan Grossman, who I think learned more from the Reverend than anybody, was doing a concert at the Folklore Center, and I was playing at a club called The Gaslight. And after Stefan's concert was over, he came to the club, because I was playing a lot later, and I played him the first song that I ever wrote, which was called Trying to Get Home. And I, you know, talked to him a little bit, and he stood up and gave the greatest sermon I ever heard him give, and I heard him give a lot of sermons. It was fantastic. It started, I have no children, but I have sons. Oh, that's something I'll never forget. I'll play my song, Trying to Get Home. God, I haven't played it in a long time. Home's a long way from here. Home's a long way from here. 23 years. 23 years. A long way from here. I passed through a town this morning. I passed through a town this morning, the town I was born in, the town I was born in, a long way from here. And I peeked in through a casement. I peeked in through a casement. The house I was raised in, house I was raised in, a long way from here. And ancient sands had crept in, ancient sands had crept in, the room that I'd slept in. Room that I'd slept in, a long way from here.
I'm just trying to get home. I'm just trying to get home. I'm going alone. I'm going alone. A long way from. Well, home's a long way from here. Home's a long way from here. 23 years, 23 years. A long way from here.
I've been living in Chicago for 5 years now. I am a Cub fan. I was a Cub fan for 5 years, you know, I mean, before it was easy. I mean, that's not all that much, you know. I don't know if you know, but the Cubs lost their best fan last year when Steve Goodman passed away. Does that name mean anything to anybody? He wrote a great song for himself. I don't know if he really wrote it for himself, but sometimes it seems like he did. By the shores of the great Lake Michigan, where a wind they call the hawk blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying as the midnight hour tolled. And all his friends gathered around his bedside. They knew his time was short. And on his head they put a bright blue cap for his all-time favorite sport. The dying man said, "Oh, it's getting dark in here. I know that soon I'll have to go. But before I leave the lineup, there's one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when the baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the doormat of the National League." The dying man said, "The law of averages states that everything will happen that can. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs led me down a primrose path. They stole my youth from me. I'd forsake all my teachers to go up in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And of course, one thing led to another. Soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, hockey, football, tennis, lacrosse, backgammon. But what can you expect when you raise up a young man's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year after year after year after year. Till those hopes are no more than just so much popcorn for the pigeons underneath the L tracks to eat. Oh, I know I'll never see Wrigley Field again before I go to my final rest. But if you've got your pencils and scorecards ready, I'd like to make my last request. I want a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on a sunshiny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ player play the national anthem. A little na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye. I want 6 bullpen pitchers to carry my coffin and get the groundskeepers to clear their path. Have the umpires bark me out at each base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play 2. Somebody go over to Tribune Building, get Jack Brickhouse down here and do 1 final interview. I want all the Cubs to run out to the middle of the field and get Keith Moreland to drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 hot dogs and a frosty shake. Folks, I'll be ready to die. You can build a big bonfire at home plate out of Louisville Sluggers. Get Rick Sutcliffe to ease my coffin in. And then let my ashes flow in a beautiful snow, carried by the 35-mile-per-hour prevailing north-southwest wind. And as my mortal remains float over the left field wall, I'll bid the bleacher bums adieu and at last go to my final resting place on Waveland Avenue. Dying man's friend said, "Well, cut it out, don't talk that way, that's a shame." Dying man said, "Don't cry, we'll meet by and by. You're the Heavenly Hall of Fame. I've got season tickets to watch the Angels play now. And that's just what I'm going to do. But it's you here on earth that are stuck with the Cubs, so it's me that should be feeling sorry for you. Just play me that old Lonesome Losers tune. You know that's the one that I love the best." And then he closed his eyes and slipped away from us. So this is the Cub fans' last request. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when the baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the doormat of the National League.
Nice. I'm really flattered. A friend of mine who's a performer who I really admire a lot, not a performer, a musician who I really admire a lot, stayed in town tonight. She played the Ark last night, and she's one of the finest blues players I ever heard. And I thought, she said she had to leave town and run out and stuff, but I asked her if she wouldn't play a few tunes for us before she split. So if we can get a chair and some mics up, maybe we can get Rory Block to play some tunes.
Listen, now that I've heard you, last time I saw you play in North Carolina, someone requested Statesboro Blues, and you refused, and I thought that was really fabulous. You said, "No way." Do you remember that?
No, I was so sick, I don't remember anything. So are you going to play Stacey Boy?
No, well, see, what I thought, first of all, I talk about that ever after, every time I perform. I talk about the fact that your attitude was just right. You refused to play a request. And then I also say, and that leaves it up to me to play Statesboro Blues from here on in.
Okay.
So I suppose I could do it. Do I have your permission? Will you play it with me?
I don't know. Yeah.
You know, we could get really crazy and have Mad Cat come up and in the background play, you know, some lines.
No.
You see? Thank you very much, David. We'll finish out the show. Okay, well, should we switch off verses or something like that?
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, remember what I told you, Mad Cat.
I can't remember.
Okay. Is my guitar mic on? Can you hear the guitar? Wake up, Daddy, now. Turn the lamp down low. Lord, and it's wake up, Daddy, now. Turn the lamp down low. I said you got a nerve to drive a good drama from your door. Mama died, left me reckless. Papa died, left me wild. Hey, Lord, Mama died, left me reckless now. Papa died, left me wild. I said I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet man's angel child. He's a mighty mean man to treat me this way.
Treat you like you deserve, girl.
Not even mighty mean man to treat me this way.
Ask for it.
When I leave the town, so daddy gonna wait to stay.
Oh, Mom, I don't care. You know, I once had a woman, sweetest thing. She was the best, the sweetest, the finest thing. I had a sweet little girl, best thing you've ever seen. Treated me like I was a king, Lord, and she was a doggone queen. Mama let me run reckless, daddy, mama let me run reckless. My daddy done drove me wild. I know I ain't good looking. I must be some sweet mama's angel child. Tell your brother, tell your uncle, Mama, don't you wanna go? I might bring you along, Rory, might bring along one or two more. Big H left the fan of thought without stop. You should have seen the cut of fire when they got that boy, Lord. I'd reach over, girl. Hand me my traveling shoes, you ought to know. You ought to know right now, I got the Statesboro Blues.
Mama's gone, Papa's gone, sister gone. I got a load. I woke up this morning and said I had them Statesboro Blues. Reaching a corner, Daddy, hand me my traveling shoe. I said, you know, but now I got them Statesboro Blues. Where do we end this thing?
I got some more. If I can figure out how to do it right. Oh,
piece of the pub and the tune and the sing. I don't know how I can do it. Lord, you know my mama had him, my daddy had him, my uncle had him, my sister died with him. Woke up the morning, the family had the weary blue. I looked down the corner, grandma had him too. Give me back the hat, I bought you the big umbrella. Give me back the shoes, I want the dress and all. If you don't love your daddy, you got no right to stand and squall. Give me back that wig I bought you, girl, let your goddamn head go bald. I done more for you, woman, late last winter. I suffered through the summer, scuffled through the fall. I done more for you, mama, than God in heaven ever done. Shit, I put hair upon your head, and you know that he never give you none. Mama had him, daddy had him, sister had him, uncle, aunts, nephews got him. Dog looks poorly right now. I looked over in the cage, Lord, goddamn cockatoo had it too. Can't be no bank boss, no superintendent. I ain't getting up on no tipple, I promised the good Lord I never would dig no coal. I'm going over to Mr. Flood's party and get myself some jelly roll. Mama tell your brother, sister tell your auntie, auntie tell your uncle, uncle tell your cousin, cousin tell your nephew, I'm going to the country, baby, do you want to go? I might take you long, honey, might take long, one or two long, last time. Oh, big H, you left Savannah, Lord, I would not stop. I seen a colored farmer when we got it for the hot morning. He told my mama, hand me my traveling shoes. I want you to know right now, people, this town got the state's ball blue. Turn it around. Yeah, if we could think of a good one we knew. Stuff like that. Oh, how about Sitting on Top of the World?
Okay.
Okay, I wrote some terribly nasty verses to that.
Oh, good.
Well... this is a bitter song, you know. The chorus of it is, now she's gone, I don't worry because I'm sitting on top of the world. Sure. Right, Ace. Yeah.
You played in
Dog?
In D?
It was in the spring, one sunny day, my good gal left me, Lord, she went away. Now she's gone, honey, I don't worry, hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't you come here running, holding out your hand, I can get me a woman just as easy as you got you a man. And now she's gone. And I don't worry.
Don't worry.
Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. I saw an old train take her down the track. I wouldn't spit on a nickel, child, if that would bring her back. And now she's
gone.
I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. nothing. Folks, I wouldn't even need to get paid. Now she's gone. Yeah, but I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. Roy, I wish she'd call me up just one more time. I'd rip out the receiver and let her waste her goddamn dime. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm gonna play it. Now she's gone, honey, I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. Well, she thinks I loved her. Ain't that a shame? Week after I left her, Lord, I just can't recall her name.
Now she's gone.
Yeah, but I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. Yeah, but now she's gone.
Now she's gone.
What me worry?
I don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sitting on top of the world. Rory Block.
If I'd known you were going to clap that long, I would have waited longer to come back out. No, I might be ugly, but I'm honest, man. Doesn't help you with women, but... Well, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he would dance for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He'd do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, come on down. Well, I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, yes, he talked of life. Laughed and slapped his leg instead. He said the name Bojangles, then he danced the leg. Across the cell, grabbed his pants for a better stance and jumped up high.
clicked his heels. Let go a laugh, I know I heard him laugh one time. And shook back his clothes all around him. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, come on. It's strange how the power of suggestion affects you. This guy, they said dance, he's in a damn jail cell and he got and danced. This is as close as I come to dancing. I don't know if I could ever do it in a jail cell, but that'd be a hard place to dance. It was sure as easy in the Ark, I'll tell you. They dance for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him had traveled about. His dog up and died, you know, his dog up and died. And after 20 years he still grieves. Mr. Bojangles, now. He said, I dance at every chance and honky-tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink a beer. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on down. Bojangles, who would dance for you.
David Bromberg on Our Front Porch. Joining David on Our Front Porch today was the queen of the Delta Blues, Rory Block, and featured on harmonica on a couple of pieces, Peter Madcat Ruth. This concert with David Bromberg was recorded at the Ark in Ann Arbor. I'm John Scheffler. Thanks for joining us.
The executive producer and host of Our Front Porch is John Scheffler. The co-producer and technical director is Dan Brecken. Comments about Our Front Porch should be sent to Our Front Porch, CMU Public Radio, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, 48859. Production of Our Front Porch is made possible in part by grants from the Wheatland Music Organization and Elderly Instruments, a fretted instrument and record store with mail order services located in Lansing, Michigan. Support for the national distribution of this program is provided by National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors to this fund include the Herman Goldman Foundation of New York City and the Idelson Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.